Hi, I'm Jeff Kazerman, Vice President of Government Relations at the New Jersey Society of CPAs, and welcome to Episode 11 of the Issues Watch podcast. On March 5th, New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy introduced his proposed fiscal year 2020 budget. The $38.6 billion budget is a 3.2% increase over last year's $37.4 billion budget. His proposal now goes to the legislature. By law, a balanced bill must be enacted by the end of June. In his budget address, the governor used the words middle class and fairness more times than I could count. These were the main themes of the address. While the governor believes that his proposed budget will benefit the middle class and lower income residents, the business community begs to differ. It believes that some of the items in the budget and the lack of major spending reforms will actually harm these folks by hurting the businesses that generate economic growth and that employ these New Jerseyans. So let's take a look at the good, the bad, and the ugly in the governor's budget proposal. On the negative side, and what will likely be the most contentious issue as the legislature reviews the budget, is the extension of the 10.75% millionaire's tax from individuals earning over $5 million to those earning over $1 million. It will affect about 19,000 New Jersey residents and 19,000 non-residents. That's quite a hike from the 1,500 people currently paying the top rate. The expanded millionaire's tax is expected to bring in $475 million. This expansion will probably face strong opposition from legislative leaders who pledged no new taxes earlier this year. However, it is important to note that they signaled recently that they may backtrack on that promise. After the budget proposal was released, they are now saying that they won't consider new taxes unless there is comprehensive and structural reform to the state's fiscal policies. Regarding spending on pensions and health benefits, there was good news and bad news, mostly bad news. The state has a $150 billion unfunded liability for its pension and health benefits for public employees. That's pretty much the worst in the nation. Major reforms are needed to right this sinking ship. Right now, payments for these two expenses takes up 22% of the budget. By 2023, it will take up an estimated 27% of the budget. So the good news is that the governor announced $800 million in projected savings due to changes to public employees' health benefit programs. The bad news is that the good news is not nearly enough to offset the pension and health benefits crisis. Major reforms are needed, such as moving new public employees to a hybrid 401k system and moving all public employees from their platinum health benefit plans to gold plans. In the area of tax incentives, it's another good news, bad news situation. The good news is that the governor is shifting some of the large corporate incentive programs to smaller startup businesses. This is something that a majority of NJCPA members surveyed earlier this year agreed with. The bad news, and it seems there's always bad news here, is that the combined incentives are capped at $400 million, which the business community opposes. Most of the current programs have no caps. One item that is 100% good news is that the governor announced that there will be $200 million in savings due to increased efficiencies and reduced operating expenses in state government operation. The budget also includes a hike of $450 million in school aid. Municipal aid will stay flat. Current funding for free tuition for community colleges will rise from $25 million to $55 million. $285 million has been allocated for homestead rebates, and there will be an increase from 35% of the federal earned income tax credit to 40%. So that's a brief overview of the proposed budget. For a more in-depth look at the budget and its political prospects, tune into our upcoming Issues Watch webcast, where I'll be sitting down with two public policy experts. The first is Richard Keevey, who is a professor at the Rutgers University Blaustein School of Planning and Public Policy. He's an expert on state budgets and has also held numerous high-level positions in state and federal government. Also joining us will be Dale Florio, from the NJCPA's lobbying firm, Princeton Public Affairs. Dale is considered probably the most effective lobbyist in Trenton. We'll be broadcasting live on March 21st, or you can catch a replay on March 27th or April 1st. NJCPA members can register for free at njcpa.org/issueswatch. That's it for today's episode. I hope you found it interesting and informative. If you like the Issues Watch podcast, you can subscribe for free on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts. We'll be back with a new episode in 2 weeks. Thanks for listening.